Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Every single number that could crash the Niners crashed into the Niners. Again, the defense did all it could. And without an offense capable of possessing a ball, you know, the time of possession number to me is so ridiculously skewed that to hang an argument on that just doesn't make any sense. Because the offense was terrible, the Eagles are looking at a short field all day, and they completely went about sitting on the ball, as Nick Sirianni was smart to do. 3 turnovers to none, though. Only 3.6 yards per play. Only 83 total rushing yards. Not a single trip into the red zone. If Brock Purdy isn't hurt, those numbers are all going up. The Eagles got to run 25 more plays. Not because they were that much better. It's because the 49ers were basically rendered helpless. And I got to tell you, I don't ever want to see Josh Johnson on an NFL field again. My expectations for him were exactly where they should be. I wasn't expecting anything spectacular. But serviceable? Not frightened? The guy's literally seen more snaps from different centers than probably anyone in NFL history with all the teams that he's played for, Ray. I mean, we're not just talking about first string starting Pro Bowl centers. We're talking about practice squad bums. I'm guessing the vast majority of shotgun snaps Josh Johnson has seen in his life have stunk. But he couldn't handle that one. And then to not have the instincts to just fall on the fumble, that might be the most useless 14-year veteran sports has ever produced. And in the one moment where the spotlight finally finds him, the only thing we see is him peeing down his own leg. 3 delay-of-game penalties, Josh Johnson? Screw off! I mean, get out of here. Get out of here. 3 delay-of-game penalties. 3! Now, you can also say, hey, Kyle Shanahan, you know you got an absolute bumbling, stumbling NFL charity case lucky to be here as your quarterback now. Maybe you're going to want to stand next to the official all day when you see that play clock. Poop! Timeout. Call 1. How Shanahan went into that halftime with all 3 of his timeouts still available. That's one we can absolutely debate about and say, what the hell are you doing there, Kyle? But it wasn't a day where you can even say, Kyle blew it. Although, you know, Rich Ornberger, who is a former NFL player, he did tweet, you know, Kyle Shanahan has coached adaptive, responsive, resilient football teams for decades here now. And his teams get to championship games, and then everything just seems to go haywire. Like, if not throughout the whole game, certainly the end of it. He says, I'm a big believer in Kyle Shanahan, but there's a pattern. And I don't even know if that's fair, but it's not wrong. and I remember distinctly saying on an interview last week that, you know, what would be the ramification if Kyle Shanahan lost this game? I said, well, there are no ramifications. No one's job here is on the line. He's got the job. He's the man for the job. And he remains the man for the job. But there is something to things going terribly wrong in big games for him that, at the very least, you'd have to admit there's a pattern there.
I don't know that there's a pattern, but there's a series. And there's a difference. Because it's not the same failing every time. Yeah, they should have thrown a challenge flag. Just even if it just looks suspicious, because you know what? You can manage a clock without timeouts. You know, it's not like you can take them and book them, you know, use them in the second half and have five. And the other thing is, you know, could he have used a timeout later in the half to break up Philadelphia's rhythm? I suppose. I don't know how much of a difference it would have made. I thought it was curious that he tried, you know, McCaffrey in some sort of a wing T one time. Because I would say if my offensive line can't keep their defensive line out of my backfield, why do I want my most important player to possibly get clocked?
I actually, in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes left to play, I'm like, why would you even have McCaffrey or Debo out there? Because the only way to guarantee next year not doing anything special is to have one of those guys hurt in a dramatic way right here, right now, in a completely unsalvageable football game.
Yeah, I mean, that those are the things that I would say, but we both agree, Kyle Shanahan's on scholarship. He's not getting fired, demoted, anything. Might get a new deal out of this year. And I don't think anybody in their right mind would complain if he did.
Again, it's easy to say that the 49ers staff blew the review of the 4th-and-3. But they didn't have access to the replay that showed that that ball was bobbling and moving on the ground. They didn't have access to it. It would have been an all-in challenge. It would have been a, you know, I'm going all-in without even looking at my hold cards. You didn't even have a peek. You didn't know he was sitting on. But when you do see, and this is where nobody on the 49ers sideline caught Devontae Smith running the, we have to get this next play off at the speed of light and the last play is not going to stand. Like, you at least need to be looking out for that. And they didn't see that either. And then again, everything that could go wrong against you, Nick Bosa basically gets injured watching the game on the sideline by a crashing gunner coming out of bounds on a punt. I mean, everything that could have possibly gone wrong went wrong.
When Warner got hurt, I thought, uh-oh, this is not going to be a good day.
When Warner goes down, he went down and he went straight up into the I'm not playing again, leg kicking. I thought he was done too. The fact that he came back into that game was a miracle, it felt like, because he's not a guy who stays down on the field to jake it for anything.
No, but he did look like he was laboring the rest of the day.
I think there was a little hitch in Nick Bosa's giddy up the rest of the day. Look, Nick Bosa, spectacular year. He had zero sacks in the postseason. We're just going to let Lane Johnson false start most of the time, apparently. And you could say, well, they let Trent Williams start false start most of the time, too, and maybe that's fair.
Yeah.
But at one point, Lane Johnson false started in the end zone on the play that was nearly a safety. That could have been a safety because the penalty happened in the end zone. Christian McCaffrey is an absolute stud and as good of a football player as you will see on a football field.
He was very much the best player on a very limited list.
Yeah. We got an awful lot to talk about with the San Francisco 49ers, but I will say this. The single greatest football player of all time won his game yesterday. And that player is Patrick Mahomes. By the way, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest football player of all time. If you're uncomfortable with that right now, you need a little bit more evidence, fine. I'm sure he'll deliver it to you. That guy's incredible. He's incredible. I would take him number one over any quarterback that ever played. Joe Montana, John Elway, Steve Young. None of those guys compare to the perfect product of quarterback that Patrick Mahomes is. What's his flaw? What's the one box he does not check? What is it?
He's only pretty good when he has one leg.
Okay. Considering he has two most of the time, I'll give you that one. He's special, man. He's special, but even that game was marred with a ridiculous amount of officiating that went in the direction of the home team. Maybe the real lesson is here for the 49ers to learn is host the NFC title game. Because if you got to go out on the road, not only are you going to maybe be a little nervous, but the officials in the game are going to be nervous too. That AFC title game is the only game in the playoffs that you could say was maybe officiated poorer than the NFC title game. And for both of those crews to show up on Championship Sunday and get in the way of football in every conceivable way, it's a shame, man. It's a shame. I don't want to steal anything from Mike Greenberg, but I saw a clip of his on Twitter basically saying, you know, everything in sports is better except officiating. Everything in this league has gotten better except officiating. And we understand it's hard to do, but there's an element of hard to do that they've got to gap. They've got to bridge that gap because there were ridiculous flags happening, big moments all the time in the two most important games of the year.
Well, that's because the one thing that sports hasn't done in the last 30 years is spend sufficient time developing a rational rule book and B, training their officials far better than they do. I mean, everywhere else, performance, you know, medicine, technique, you know, theory, all of it has improved dramatically. But they don't do anything about officials because they don't care because officials don't bring in any money. And until they want to get that right, this is going to continue.
I'm not saying that they're selling, these games aren't rigged.
No, they're not. I know, and I'm not suggesting right. That you're saying that.
Right. But what I am saying, and this is maybe as bad as being rigged, they are left unfixed because the NFL understands that angry voices the next day do as much to sell the game as any, like, you know, that was a well-officiated game. Doesn't move the needle. Sports talk radio screaming about bad calls on Monday mornings does. And the NFL, I think, knows that and has accepted that and thinks not only is it a price of business, but it's actually an asset to the business that we're doing because controversy sells.
Yeah. I don't know if it's as much that because sports talk radio does not generate money in and of itself for the National Football League. But officiating, they view that as money down a sinkhole. Why would we get better officials? That means we have to spend more time training them. We don't want to do that. So they basically just trot out the same guys every year. And every year they change the rule book to make it less able to be adjudicated.
They've made it
so complicated that nobody in their right, nobody can do this. The game 40 years ago was simpler because there were far fewer rules and you would just let guys have common sense and they figured it out then. You know, the only thing that the NFL's replay rule has done is made it harder for the eight guys on the field to do their jobs. And the league does not seem to care because they're going to change more rules next year. Because they change rules every year.
Mo Money in San Francisco. You're on 95.7 The Game. Mo Money, what do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Listen, I can understand one thing that Kyle Shanahan couldn't figure out. You had a month and a half, and out of all the quarterbacks that are sitting, and knowing that you're using your third-string quarterback, Purdy, if he gets hurt, who are you going to turn to? You could add Cam Newton. You could add, but you know who they went with? Then with guy from Oakland who hasn't played, you know, I don't know how long. And you've seen that fumble right before the half, which actually cost us the game, if you ask me, right there. That was one and done. But we had all this time to get a quarterback, a month and a half, and you couldn't figure that out, that what happens if he gets hurt.
Money, let me ask you. Can you please name all the fourth string quarterbacks in football this year? Name them all.
None.
That's right. It doesn't exist. If you're on your third string quarterback, you're as far down the road of being screwed in that department as a football team can get. It's a miracle that they stumbled into Brock Purdy, who at picks 262 was able to play undefeated football right up into the game where who knows what might have happened. He couldn't even compete in it. He got hurt too early in it to compete. You know, now you can't. You just... You can't be angry that this team didn't go out and get Cam Newton. Come on. Come on. Get real. Now, the real question is, though, what's this offseason about to look like? Because I wouldn't trust Trey Lance to show up and be ready to coach this or play quarterback for this team at all. Maybe he is. Maybe he does realize his potential eventually, but I'm not betting on it as much as I'm betting on Tom Brady. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I got Tom Brady out here tomorrow. Tomorrow. Talking about what do you need? We got 2 years for you. It'll be the last 2 years you play football. We know that. You know that. And the Niners, honestly, as physical as their team is, they got about 2 years left in this window. Because George Kittle is always a heartbeat away from an injury. Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, all these guys. All of their important players. Nick Bosa. All of them got about a window here where they need to win a Super Bowl in the next, 17 plus 17, right?
34.
They got 34 games to win a Super Bowl with this group. They got 2 years. That's the window. If you add Tom Brady.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.